Now, time for our daily update with our Washington correspondent Simon Marks, where President Trump has announced that Israel and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to normalise relations. Simon, what's the significance of Trump making this announcement?
Well, I tell you what, Ian, if you want to know why you shouldn't count Donald Trump out, this morning he gave an absolute masterclass on the subject. When we woke up, there were no events on his diary, but in the middle of the morning, the White House press corps was ushered into the Oval Office to find the president flanked by his national security team and other senior officials, where he made a breathtaking announcement. He's negotiated peace, he says, between Israel and the United Arab Emirates.
Everybody said this would be impossible. After 49 years, Israel and the United Arab Emirates will fully normalize their diplomatic relations. They will exchange embassies and ambassadors and begin cooperation across the board and on a broad range of areas, including tourism, education, healthcare, trade, and security. This is a truly historic moment. Not since the Israel-Jordan peace treaty was signed more than 25 years ago has so much progress been made towards peace in the Middle East.
Now, every president wants to point to tangible achievements in the Middle East. This one, so far, hadn't been able to. But over the next few weeks, he says agreements will be signed between Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, normalising relations and establishing embassies in their nation's respective capitals. Israel, the president said, has agreed to stop annexing further Palestinian territory and to forego, for the moment, its plan permanently to declare sovereignty over some of the land it's already seized in the West Bank. A crowning achievement, said the president's national security adviser Robert O'Brien, who insists it paves the way for Donald Trump finally to get his hands on that most elusive award of all.
It's really remarkable, I think, when you step back and take a look at what this president has done on the peace front, and it wouldn't surprise me. It'll take some time in this environment, but it wouldn't surprise me if the president's eventually nominated for a Nobel Prize for this today's work is an example of why he would be rightly considered and should be a front runner for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Don't blame him. He can't help himself. Now, just to put all this into badly needed perspective, Israel and the UAE have never been at war with one another. Their relationship has been slowly warming, and their leaders are both very friendly with President Trump, who may have called in some favors to get this deal done at a propitious moment for him politically, if indeed this deal has been done. The UAE seems to be saying that it is still being negotiated. Furious and left entirely on the sidelines, the Palestinians. Their spokeswoman Hanan Ashrawi accused the UAE of selling their Arab brothers and sisters down the river. "May you never be sold out," she wrote on Twitter, "by your friends." The architect of this deal, the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
This is really a historic breakthrough, and it shows that President Trump's leadership from the Riyadh speech till today, you see a much different Middle East than what he inherited, and hopefully there's a lot more good things to come.
This was a blinder of a move by the president. It steals the momentum back from the Democrats, still basking in the selection of Kamala Harris to be Joe Biden's running mate. But there are other less positive developments vying for the president's attention. Yesterday, America notched up another 1,500 COVID-19 deaths. That's a new one-day record. There remains absolutely no national strategy for dealing with the crisis. Literally, there is no plan. One more bit of news came from Jared Kushner today. He confirmed that he did meet with Kanye West over the weekend, as we discussed yesterday with a bit of a heavy heart, but he wouldn't be drawn on whether he's encouraging Mr. West to pursue his presidential ambitions in a bid to siphon black votes away from Joe Biden.
You know, we talk every now and then about different things, and we both happen to be in Colorado. And so we got together and we had a great discussion about a lot of things. He has some great ideas for what he'd like to see happen in the country. And that's why he has the candidacy that he's been doing. But again, there's a lot of issues that the president's champion that he admires. And it was just great to have a friendly discussion.
Which just goes to prove the old adage, Ian, what happens in Colorado stays in Colorado.
Enough Kanye West now. You hear me?
Is that it?
Yeah.
You promise?
Ever.
I will if... Should we declare this now? That
yes.
We're just not going to do it again? Okay. Done.
Bye. Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent. Come